Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
His name is Joe.
Instead of fighting with these people, what I do is I throw stats at them. Let them go with it.
The Adventures of Joe.
But I've actually got to the point now, when somebody starts arguing with me, prove your facts, I go, now.
All right, what do you say, Joe? What do you say to that?
You didn't prove yours. Mine you can find at the CDC or on the FBI website. You need to do your own homework. Because when you spoon feed them, even when you do that, they tell you you're wrong, even though they have nothing to back it up with. Just like AOC. Nothing.
Hey, Joe.
But I hadn't been forgotten, I Joe.
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It's a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Truly, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution so you're not part of the problem. You know, I say it all the time. Some of you get irritated. I say it so often. But the reality is this. Look, yeah, it's like anything else. You have to keep being reminded to do this stuff because you forget. We all do. Not that I'm trying to treat you like a kid, but we all forget to do these things. We all forget to engage. You've got elections coming up. Did you vote? Did you make sure you took your ballot to where it needs to be voted, where it needs to go? I mean, did you tell your friends to vote? That's another question I have for you, right? In all seriousness, let your friends know, let your neighbors know, see if you can drive somebody to the polls, see if you can take the ballot to the mailbox or whatever you need to do, right? So it's up to you. You want to win this thing or do you want to complain? Do you want the, I don't want to say just the Republicans, but do you want to win this race? Do you want to win this war, if you would? Or is it just easier to sit there and complain? And talk about what everybody is not doing, should have been doing, might have been doing. Which one? I mean, seriously. Again, 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. You know, as I said, get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution, not part of the problem. And you will make a difference. I guarantee you'll make a difference. All right, I'm going to hold this one story until Friday. I haven't decided, Monday. Because the expert, Jennifer Van Laar, she's not going to be with me, but this story is a big deal. It originated out of California. And the funny thing about this is exactly what I told you would happen. When Joe Biden, I mean, you go back and check. I've got thousands of podcasts. You go back and check. I told you this was going to happen because Joey B, Kamala Harris, they were going to bring in these California people. And they ruin this state, they want to ruin the country. Or they won't even look at the damage that they've done. So you guys call some of the gig opportunities or side hustles. Well, they're going to be illegal here shortly. And what they decided, what they did in California, in essence, especially in the media world, what we used to do, is that we could hire somebody or tell somebody, hey, listen, I'll pay you, I don't know, $25 a story. If the story gets more than X amount of hits, I'll give you X amount more money. And this was great for single moms, single parents, people who needed to pick up a few extra bucks for clothes or pizza for the kids. Well, whatever it was, it didn't matter, right? And it was working fine until the government stepped in, as usual. And decided we can't have this because they're being mistreated. That's right. You don't have health insurance. You don't have a steady paycheck. You don't have any of this stuff that you should have. Well, I don't need a full-time employee. Why should I pay for one? If I got to pay health insurance to anybody who works for me, then I can't pay you $25 a story unless you get some major hits on it. See, again, this is all coming down from people who've never run businesses, never had to cut paychecks for other people, never had to do any of that stuff. And yet they want you to listen to them and believe them to be, you know, truth personified, like they're so smart, they've got everything put together, and they don't. Now, rules set to go into effect on March 11th redefine the classification of workers, particularly in the gig economy, as employees rather than independent contractors. Now, they think they're providing better or more protection for the workers, and frankly, they're not. And they're not going to either. You look, you guys know as well as I do that when the government gets involved in any of this stuff, when they get their hands in this stuff, it's done. Right? This is the impact on gig economy workers is going to be staggering. Under the Fair Labor Standards Act, employers will be required to provide minimum wage, overtime pay, and various statutory benefits to classified employees. Failure to do so could result in real damages and penalties for that business. Even if the miscarriages were by mistake. Right? Now think about this. The ramifications of this decision is bad. And it goes past the gig economy, right? It affects industries, construction, trucking, healthcare, large and small, trying to figure out how they're going to comply to this. You know, it's not a matter of just paying people more or paying people differently. Now you got to track it. You've got to figure out how to track it. You've got to figure out how to report it. I mean, construction workers, they're known to go from job to job to job, working different places. And it's just amazing. Trucking companies, a lot of independent truckers, they're going to be affected by this. And ultimately, it hurts their wallet. You really want to do this to an economy that's tanking already? People that are already having a hard time buying groceries, buying gas? And, you know, I get it. I get there's a lot of businesses that play a game and they skirt that whole independent worker thing. So put guidelines up. Guidelines to be an independent. Guidelines to be a 1099 employee. It's just amazing. Millions of Americans are out of work. You don't think this is going to do the same or add to that? Joe Messina, your host. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after the break. You're listening to the Joe Messina Show.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs, like the ones that cause Lyme disease. Mice searching for food can spread bacteria that makes us sick. Mosquitoes lay eggs in standing water and can spread West Nile virus and more. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home, leaving behind allergens that can trigger asthma attacks. Common pests can threaten our health. Learn how to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Austin Powers always defeats me because he has Joe.
Joe?
Joe. The life force, the essence, the right stuff. What the French call a certain, I don't know what.
I am back. Like a bad rash, I really never go away. You know what I'm saying? Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5562. We've been talking about these new gig laws that are going to kick in across the country. And all they're going to do is damage. Going to do more damage to an economy that's already faltering. All right? And what Joey B and team, and it happened in California first, is there's these media companies and other companies out there that allow people to do kind of piecemeal work, if that's what you want to call it. Now, in the media world, if you go to the website, joemessina.com, joemessina.com, we would pay writers $20-$25, whatever it was, a story. And if the story got enough, you know, reads and pull downs and all that, then you got more money. And it's specifically designed for people who don't need a full-time job but enjoy writing or enjoy doing stuff like this. Well, the government steps up and says, no, you're hurting those employees. They should have health insurance. They should have guaranteed hours. They should have guaranteed wages. It's like, no, it's not what this is about. It's not what this is for. Right? You got potential wave of defaults and delinquencies. Millions of Americans face job losses over this kind of stuff. Some people use this extra money that they make to make their car payment, pay for their kids' braces. You know what I'm saying? There's all kinds of things people do with this money. And now you're saying you can't make it unless they make you, unless that employer that you went to makes you an employee and pays you all kinds of other things. It's not right. Now, this group advises individuals to prioritize debt reduction. They need to do some financial planning and positioning. You know, put themselves in a position where, okay, you might need the money, but, you know, you got to find a way around this because this is going to kill you. This is not going to allow you to do this. An agency who has no legal right to collect taxes on our income all of a sudden feels it necessary to give itself the power to go after people who got a $20 reimbursement for helping a friend out. There's no law in the books. There's no real law that says this is how you have to track income. There's no real law that even says, look at, from an income basis for the IRS, we already track this stuff. They already have to claim this. One person in the group said a person could have as many jobs as they want. That's a human and civil right. Government cannot tell you how many jobs you can have. They can't dictate to anyone how much money they're capable of earning. They're going to end up in the Supreme Court on this. This is just flat out not right. I mean, there's going to be a real shift in the landscape for this kind of work. And Biden taking this on, this is nothing new. This is not groundbreaking. This is something he came up with. This is something they've been doing in California, and it has hurt the economy. It has hurt those people that need to make, like I said, just a few bucks here and there. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. In case you don't know what this is, this part of the show, the last hour of the last day of the week, we always go through and clean up the stories we did during the week. See if there's any change. Representative Katie Porter out of California said check this out. Check out the mindset, right? The horrible killing of the nursing student on the University of Georgia campus. Well, it should not inform the entirety of the U.S. on our immigration policy. I think whenever we're dealing with violent crime, there's a sense of outrage and sadness and loss. Right? She's running for Senate in California. This is an interview she had on CNN. She went on to say, but I think it's an important thing to focus on is any instance shouldn't shape our overall immigration. Why not? Why not? Every story you read, okay, let me rephrase that. I'm not even going to say the vast majority. Up in the high 90 percentile, these crimes are taking place by illegal immigrants that are being let in here. We don't know their background. We don't know what they're up to. We don't know anything about them. And you have no way to find out. And we're just letting them in, which is against the law to begin with. So the Joey B. administration is breaking the law. These people are breaking the law. This is a lawless scenario. Why should they follow it? She said, I think the important thing is the focus is on any one instance shouldn't shape our overall immigration policy, which has so many different facets, including economic choice about what workers to allow, how to create prosperity in America. She went on to say the killing of 22-year-old nursing student Lakin Riley. She was found dead after her roommate reported she didn't return from a morning run. Of course the people around her are mad. And then the mayor instead of owning it, instead of talking about how he was going to deal with it, put it squarely in the lap of Donald Trump. It's his fault for not allowing Republicans or the Republicans to vote. I mean, think about this. Not allowing the Republicans to vote for the new immigration plan and the Border Patrol. You know, there was no new plan. It was simply to get more money, to get more Border Patrol agents so they could do nothing more than administrative work. You really think they were going to parole the border? You really think? That's not what he wanted them for. He wanted them to go ahead and quote-unquote process paperwork before he let them free the country, never to come back again. Look, you've already heard this a million times. You know, the suspect in Riley's case, Jose Ibarra, 26, Venezuelan citizen, crossed into the U.S. unlawfully in 2022. U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement said he was detained when he crossed the border and then released for further processing. Released for further processing. I'm sorry, how's that? Right? He was later arrested in New York by local police, charged with acting in a manner to injure a child less than 17 years old. He got a motor vehicle license violation. And then he was released before ICE could intervene because New York's policy is not to cooperate with ICE. Don't you find this interesting? They don't care. Really what it boils down to. All right. Joe Messina, your host. I'll go cool down. We'll be back in a little bit. Don't go far. You're listening to the Joe Messina Show.
Have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. For now, the risk of a government shutdown has been averted. President Biden signed a government funding bill on Friday, extending the deadline further into the month. The legislation extends one funding deadline to next Friday and another to March 22nd. Soon, thousands of hours of security footage from the 2021 Capitol riot will be made public. House Speaker Mike Johnson announced the release of 5,000 hours of video from the U.S. Capitol grounds. The speaker has changed course from the original plan to blur the faces of rioters, citing logistical challenges. A hydrogen peroxide mouthwash brand is undergoing a recall due to concerns about child poisoning risks. The Consumer Product Safety Commission highlighted that the packaging of Heritage Store hydrogen peroxide mouthwash lacks child-resistant features, which are necessary for products containing a specific ethanol concentration. John Schaefer, USA News.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
So far, this show has been awfully slow.
Except for the one I saw you do last Thursday.
When we were coming over here tonight, I was a little concerned about his driving. The minute he got to the wheel, I was worried. The left rear wheel, he was going
to go. I look around the room and I realize now, aside from Clint Eastwood, I'm the biggest name here.
And now, the professor of political incorrectness, the naysayer of nonsense, the cure for Democrat dementia, here's Joe Messina.
There you go. Jonesy, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-ROAD-SHOW, 855-732-5563. Always a pleasure. I definitely appreciate your time. I even appreciate your time. God bless. You know, always appreciate your time with me. And whether you're up on the website, joemessina.com, you can send me an email to joe@joemessina.com. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with us. There's so much we could, you know, so many other shows you could be watching. You've chosen this one, and that means a lot to me. And I do appreciate it more than you know. And there's a lot happening, a lot to keep up with. And what I try to do is make sure that I'm not just doing. How do I explain it? I'm not just doing your. The same stories that everybody else is doing over and 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 over again. It's just, it's crazy. So anyhow, I do appreciate your time. I do appreciate the time you're spending with us. I do appreciate the time you get involved and engaged because it's a big deal. And you take that information, I'm not going to tell you to run with it, but you take the information you get, work it through and make sure you have the facts. So when you talk to other people, right, you're giving them real things. Because the minute they find out that you don't know what you're talking about, you know, you come Cliff Clavin from Cheers. Yes, I did say that. That's a whole different animal. Seriously. Well, here's an interesting item. Ginsburg's 2019... a ruling that she had may help Trump overturn a $355 million verdict. Now, if you recall, and frankly, I'm not a fan of hers. There were a couple of things she said over the years, all the way back to Roe versus Wade, where she said, basically, look, in Roe versus Wade, when the original ruling came down back in the 70s, she was like, this is a mistake. This is a problem. Now, the reason behind it wasn't because she didn't agree with it, but she said, you know, states were making inroads, states were moving forward. This would always be a problem simply based on the mere fact that you're forcing people to do it. And she was right. Look at what happened. Well, the Ruth Bader Ginsburg's 2019 majority opinion in Timms versus Indiana. It's a case relevant to Trump's appeal of a civil fraud judgment. Right? And it may just be what Trump needs to overturn this. Trump's appeal is centered on the Eighth Amendment, arguing the finest excesses. I can't imagine what this place would be. I can't imagine what the country would be with Donald Trump as our president. This was a quote from Ginsburg back in 2016. For the country, it could be 4 years. For the court, it could be, well, I don't know, even, I can't even contemplate that, she said. He has no consistency about him, she said. He says whatever comes into his head at the moment. He really has an ego. How has he gotten away with not turning over his tax returns? Well, because he doesn't have to. Really, that's what it boils down to. He doesn't have to. The law that says he should. Judges should avoid commenting on candidates for public office, truly. Right? I mean, she later kind of apologized, not for her personal thoughts, but that she openly said judges shouldn't be commenting on this stuff. Now, legal experts have cited Tim's case where the Supreme Court ruled against Indiana for a disproportionate fine and said you're not going to set a precedent like this. Ginsburg's stance on excessive fines in Trump's legal battle were also contrasted. The key to dealing with New York's attempt to legalize the stealing of President Trump's property is the Eighth Amendment and the Supreme Court's most recent ruling. Now, the prohibition embodied in the excessive fines clause carries forward protections found in sources from the Magna Carta to the English Bill of Rights to the state constitutions, all the way back to colonial era. Ginsburg stated in that case, protection against excessive fines has been a constant shield throughout Anglo-American history for good reason. Because those fines will cripple somebody. They can be used to retaliate against or chill the speech of political enemies. This is from her. A left-wing progressive type. Her statements are now evidence, her intent and motivation, any appeal central to violations of the Eighth Amendment. Overall, Trump really responded to questions asked, and he frequently interjected long, irrelevant speeches on issues far beyond the scope of the trial. He refused to answer the question directly, in some cases, you know, at all, really. Now, Judge Arthur Agoren, he feels that Trump didn't, in many cases, didn't answer the, not only did he not answer the questions, but he ruined his integrity and his credibility. The size of the damage is grotesque, should shock the conscience, really. This is terrible. And it's not even based on any reality, any other case before it, anything. Even if the Democrat-appointed judge in the New York court and the New York Supreme Court could intervene, right, it needs to be changed. Right? The New York Court of Appeals, even if they ignored the inequity, this has got to go to the it probably will end up going to the Supreme Court. Right? You really have to think about this. Think about the fact that if he didn't have the money he made, I mean, if he didn't have the money that he made. You don't have it, right? No, really, think about it. You don't have that kind of money. If he didn't have the money to fight this, this would start setting precedent up and down the legal world where the average Joe could not fight this. They couldn't push back. They don't have the money. He does. That's partially what they hate him for, because he can actually fight back and put them in his place. He can actually fight back and keep, if you would, from going to jail. Seriously. And if I was him, I'd keep doing it. I would keep fighting back. I would keep pushing back. I wouldn't let them get away with it. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. And I really appreciate the time that you're spending with us here on the air, in the chat room. texting and tweeting, being part of the conversation, head over to JoeMessina.com, JoeMessina.com. That's really the best way to find out what's going on. Right? Joe Biden, he's doing it again. He can't control himself. So Joe Biden on Friday said the U.S. would carry out airdrops of humanitarian aid into Gaza. Speaking from the Oval Office meeting in Italy's prime minister, he referred to what he called the tragic and alarming event in North Gaza, which more than 100 people died as they rushed food, trucks, and, you know, Israel's, again, the Israel, I'm trying to break this down real simple. Israel brought in a bunch of food trucks, right? They brought in a bunch of aid trucks. Now, I don't know how true this is as far as what took place, but hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of people started mauling the trucks, okay? And they, as they rushed the food trucks, Israel forces allegedly, that's what I'm saying, guarding the trucks opened fire. Now, they went on to say the loss of life is heartbroken. People are so desperate. Innocent people got caught up. Terrible war. Right? Well, who were these? I mean, I'd have to see the video. I'd have to see more. Because, you know, when it comes to this kind of thing, you get nothing but all kinds of lies and garbage that goes on. Really, seriously. If you want to drop food in there, if you want to do that, that's fine. But don't go blaming the Israelis every time something goes sideways, that like they did it on purpose. And as far as Gaza goes, instead of dropping food in there, why don't you help those people get out? It's the Palestinians, not the Palestinians. Hamas won't let them out. They've got video. They've got proof of that. So, how about, you know, what's that word you use all the time? Equitable? Equity? Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
It's easy to see. We're being conned by the institutions we used to trust. The mainstream media is distracting us with meaningless headlines instead of focusing on the harsh realities facing American families. We all know something big is coming, and that's why so many folks are preparing. They're becoming more self-reliant by investing in emergency food storage from My Patriot Supply. My Patriot Supply is the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, and they make it easy for you to prepare. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure some emergency food kits. There's a dozen to choose from that contain tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. My Patriot Supply also sells large solar generators, gravity-powered water filtration systems, heirloom seeds for your garden, and survival gear. Order by 3 p.m. and your items will ship that same day. Time is short. Prepare today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Tahi Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
The thoughts of others screech at them like the forced laughs of a billion art house movie patrons.
Thus, they travel from world to world, making everyone stupid in order to wipe out all thought in the universe.
My God! They're like flying television!
Baby, baby, it looks like it's gonna happen.
I'm back. Always a pleasure to have you with me, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get a gate. Get involved, get a gate. Be part of the solution, so you're not part of the problem. And I do appreciate the time you spend with us. It's a big deal. I know time is precious. I know you could be doing other things. So I do very much do appreciate you tuning in, giving your input. There's a live chat room at joemessina.com, joemessina.com. All right, a couple quick stories to clean up before we run out of the time. A judge in California blocked Governor Newsom from suing makers of abnormally dangerous guns. What is an abnormally dangerous gun? Would that be anything that shoots bullets? I don't know, I'm asking. Federal judge on Wednesday blocked California's attorney general from enforcing a new law that allows residents, the state and local governments, to sue members of firearms industry that manufacture or sell abnormally dangerous guns. Now, the U.S. District Judge, Andrew Scoper, he sided with the firearms industry. He found that the part of the gun control measure signed into law by Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom was unconstitutional. It is the first ruling in the case, right? They're challenging the constitutionality of California's Firearm Industry Responsibility Act. How about you about you put a responsibility act into charging the governor every time a criminal shoots somebody? What do you think? Why don't we enforce that law? Why don't we actually put them in the jail? You'll take an American citizen like myself, not that this has happened to me, but you'll take an American citizen like myself, if I'm carrying a gun without a permit, I've never had any law problems or anything along those lines, and all of a sudden I get caught with it, I'll go to jail. I'll pay big fines, I'll go to jail. But not if you're not just if you're an illegal, if you're doing it illegally, it's a whole different animal now, right? I just find it amazing. You watch what happens with these people. You watch what happens when the ones that are here illegally are carrying a gun or something. They let them write out with a piece of paper. It's the first ruling in the case challenging this kind of thing. The law was enacted shortly after a conservative majority of the U.S. Supreme Court issued a landmark ruling in June concerning the U.S. Constitution's Second Amendment that significantly expanded gun rights. It actually didn't. It took away all the constraints of the Second Amendment that they've been putting on over the years that there was no reason to do, no need to do. Newsom signed the new state firearms restrictions into law in July. He called them necessary to ensure makers of the deadly firearms could be held accountable in court and could no longer hide from the mass destruction that they've caused. Now, in the lawsuit, filed in May, the National Shooting Sports Foundation argued California's restrictions violated several provisions of the U.S. Constitution, including the Second Amendment, which protects the right to keep and bear arms. Now, the sculper, the appointee of Democrat President Joe Biden, did not address the Second Amendment issue in Wednesday's ruling. Instead, he found the law violated the Constitution's so-called Dormant Commerce Clause, which restricts states from interfering with interstate commerce. Ooh, I like that. I think that's a great way to go after that. For example, he said the Tennessee company that manufactures guns that are legal in the state but that meet California's definition of abnormally dangerous could still face liability under the law even if the products were shipped to nearby Arizona and used later to commit a crime in California. Right? Because the abnormally dangerous firearm rule reaches beyond California's borders and directly regulates out-of-state commerce, it's likely to run afoul with the Dormant Commerce Clause. Anyway, he's issued a preliminary injunction barring California Attorney General from enforcing the law. It's just, again, it's amazing. Constantly going after law-abiding citizens who are not causing these troubles. They're not causing these problems. You don't have people with licenses to carry that bought the guns properly. Right? They're not going to yank that gun out and start shooting people for no reason. They're not going to get that a permit to carry concealed so they can go rob banks and jewelry stores and so forth. Right? Just nuts. 855-REAL-JOE. I know it's just amazing to me. Right? 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5560. Get involved, get engaged, truly be, part of the conversation. Also on Wednesday, Wednesday was a busy day, former President Trump rolled to another resounding victory by trouncing former South Carolina Governor Nikki Haley. Let me see. The Supreme Court announced that it would hear arguments on Trump's claim of presidential immunity. Trump applauded SCOTUS' decision in a two-part post on the social media platform. Legal scholars are extremely thankful for the Supreme Court's decision today to take up the immunity. I mean, they've got to clear it up eventually anyhow. Perhaps the former president gave the legal profession too much credit, after all. Many of those scholars, the so-called experts, in recent years have exhibited, Trump derangement syndrome themselves. Look, you know, there's so many hardcore Democrat legal scholars, if you would. Right? They've come forward and said, look, this, I don't like the guy, can't stand him, don't want him to be president. However, this is wrong. Those are the guys I have respect for. Oh, I should say, excuse me, those are the people I have respect for. Right? Because as much as they are into their own politics, as much as they believe the Democrats are right, or, you know, in some cases the Republicans are right, as much as they believe that, they're still willing to side with the purity of the law. They're still willing to say, but the law says this. I don't like it. I wish it didn't. Right? It's just amazing. Seriously, never ceases to amaze me. Anyway, 855-RealJoe, 855-732-5563. Look, get involved. Get engaged. Right? And get involved. All right. University of Florida fired all the DEI employees in compliance with the new state law. University of Florida is firing all employees in diversity, equity, and inclusion positions to comply with Florida's Board of Governors regulation on prohibited expenditures. In other words, on things you cannot spend money on. The University of Florida has closed the office of the Chief Diversity Officer, eliminated DEI positions and administrative appointments. It's halted all DEI-focused contracts to outside vendors. Under the direction of the UF Human Resources, university employees whose positions were eliminated will receive UF standard 12 weeks pay. Ooh, that's nice. These colleges are allowed and encouraged to apply between now and Friday, April 19th, for expedited consideration for different positions. Right? I mean, usually when teachers are laid off or what have you, they're given the opportunity to take different jobs in different areas of education, which is pretty good. Now, the Independent Florida Alligator, a campus newspaper, said 13 full-time diversity, equity, and inclusion positions were dismissed. 15 administrative appointments were eliminated. Wow, look at all the money you save. Governor of Florida Ron DeSantis has made halting DEI a cornerstone of his efforts. I don't blame him. The more this stuff you put, our kids aren't getting any smarter, they're not getting any better, they're not getting any stronger emotionally. Right? So why do we just keep, it's like you just keep throwing stuff at it. The government always does that. You throw more money at it. You throw more money at it. You throw more bad regulations at it, and then they can't figure out why it doesn't fix itself. Why doesn't it get better? You really want a solution? This is what I think. We know that you're never going to get the far left to come on board. And the far left, I hope, understands, no matter how nasty they get, you're never going to get the far right to come along with you. That simple. So why not get them both in a room, sit them down, and just say, look, here's the deal. You guys come up with something you can both equally agree to. Whatever you can't agree to, you flush. Or else we're going to let Joe Messina come in here and make up all the rules. That should fix them, right? No, really, you got to get to the point where you almost leave them, well, you leave them no choice. Fix it. Make it happen, get along, come up with an agreement, or else. That simple. 855-RealJoe, 855-732-5563. Look, we're here every single day. Check out joemessina.com, joemessina.com. You can watch live, listen live, there's no poll anymore. You can go ahead and sign up for the newsletter, read the stories, give us a thumbs up. Most of all, though, be safe over the weekend. I want you back here with me on Monday. Anyway, God bless, guys. Have a great rest of the day.